All right, there is another song you heard first right here on Member Supported Radio. That is Okapi's Son with Johnny Kiss. Record's not even out yet, and we have them in studio right now. It is Leo and it is Dallas from the band, just a duo doing their thing out of San Diego right now. Thank you so much for driving up the coastline. First of all, how are you liking Laguna Beach thus far?
It's amazing.
Is it not amazing?
It's better than hanging out at our day job today.
Sure. So. Thank you so much for getting the day off.
No, thank you for having us.
And that is Leo. And Leo, what do you play in the band? You're holding that beautiful Stratocaster right now.
Yes, I play guitar. I also play synth. We have like a DJ mix thing where our tracks go through. Mm-hmm. And then we have a fuzzy drum kit where I play the kick drum and she, Dallas, plays the floor tom. So we do like some tribal dance drums sometimes in between the songs.
Right on. Well, Dallas, I was just about to ask you what you play in the band. What is that instrument, by the way, that you brought up here that you're sitting in front of?
I have a nice little micro Korg in front of me. It's a synthesizer.
Cool.
So it makes some fun sounds.
Cool. I noticed you were playing some cool bass lines on that thing, right?
Yeah, this is our bass player in the band.
You're like a Ray Manzarek type, you know? The guy from The Doors did just that. Even Stevie Wonder did that, right?
There you go. Right? I'm his daughter.
perhaps not. Again, Okapi's Son in studio right now. We are Member Supported Radio. So it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with the music that was floated across my desk a couple weeks ago. I went to your Facebook page. I went to okapison.com, and you guys have rad videos up there. It's super high energy, a very full sound. And again, it's just the two of you. So this new record, tentatively scheduled to come out when, is the question.
Well, we just kind of did the four songs right now. We did a demo, so we don't even have a full record out. We're actually in the process of recording it right now.
Cool.
So we want to give a shout out to Lee Schneider, who is actually mixing the tracks. We usually make the tracks ourselves on Ableton's or Logic and whatever we can find with different loops. And
like a true independent artist, right?
Exactly.
You got to do it yourself sometimes, right?
Yeah,
and then we just mix it. We go to our rehearsal space, put on a beat, and then whatever comes out. And
cool.
We make it a song, and then we'll send him the tracks, and he actually put a little EDM style on it, a little more dancey sounding.
Now, originally, you two are from where?
I'm from all over the place because my parents are in the military.
There you go. You're one of those military babies.
Yeah, I'm a drifter.
How long you been in Southern California?
For a couple of years now. That's where our last stationing was, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't born and raised.
And at what point did you link up with Leo?
I met her overseas, and she was going through a breakup and I was going through a breakup and we decided to use the music as our outlet for our emotions. And then I convinced her to come to San Diego and voila.
No kidding, just like that, right? Well, you met overseas. What country was that?
Well, we met in London. My dad's French, my mom's German, so I kind of moved all over the place too over there. So we met over there through mutual friends. And then I decided we're just going to travel together. We became friends instantly. There was a connection. And we decided we're going to write some songs about our broken hearts.
Now, this whole electro pop, for lack of a better way of saying it, I mean, that's kind of how I've been describing it to people. Did the sound just happen organically? Did you set forth on this mission to create a sound like this?
No, it just kind of happened on its own. The whole thought process behind the project was to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we thought. So we were like, well, let's just do something that we can have fun with. And there's like really no rules, I guess, for ourselves. We'll just do whatever we feel like doing. And it just kind of started, like turning into this dance music.
Cool.
Naturally, I guess, just because we are hyper and we're kind of crazy naturally. And that's the type of music that comes out.
I'm an instant fan, and you guys are already, you hit the ground running. The website looks great. People could tweet at you, right? It's at Okapi's Son on the land of Twitter, and you'll tweet right back at them and retweet them as well, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? You guys aren't huge rock stars where you have handlers doing your social networking. It all goes to you guys, and you guys actually see that stuff, right?
Yeah, we do. Right? We like Instagram and Twitter.
Of course.
Talking to people.
Of course. And then stickers and paraphernalia, and you guys brought a whole bunch of stuff to our Pearl Street studios.
You can become part of the Okapi-san tribe now.
Yeah, please be telling us about that. Because, again, you guys are so super new, but you already have a really a core audience there. And what do you call these people? Tribe members?
Yeah, if you like what you hear and you like coming to our shows, then we usually say you're part of the Okapi tribe or the Okapi-san tribe. And, you know, there's different ways of joining. You can just join by liking the music. You can join by dancing to the music. And then we have a new thing coming out where you can be initiated into the tribe. Mm-hmm. But you can't find out about the initiations until you come to the show. And then you get the secret of what you have to do.
Fair enough. So you have to go to the show.
You have to go to the show and you have to do the initiation.
I saw some videos of you guys playing the Kasbah, and that must have been totally rocking. Was it well received at that particular show?
Yes, actually, we got to the Kasbah. It was so fun. All the girls who came showed up with the headbands we're making and armbands, so they were already there for the Okapi-san tribe show.
A bunch of girls and some dudes, I imagine,
no,
as well.
Guys show up and girls show up, so right. It was pretty packed.
Let me ask you, again, I should tell the people you were nice enough to come by really with little to no sound check at all, just using our existing microphones in studio. You guys are going to play live for us a little bit later, so thank you so much for doing it. That's a perk of my job. This happens all the time. I get, you know, live performances right in front of my face. Actually, intern Max gets that too from time to time. You want to say hi to the people, by the way?
Hi, people.
Thank you, Max. That broadcasting school has really paid off, my friend. We are listener-supported radio, KX93.5. Thanks so much for everyone to being on the ground floor of this particular project. If you're new to the radio station, you could be a member of this nonprofit entity, KX935.com. Has all the information there. So what type of music do you guys grow up listening to, Dallas?
I actually played classical viola growing up. So I listened to a lot of classical music until college, pretty much. Like, I really wasn't into anything else. So
how much of the viola is incorporated in this new Okapi-san project?
That would be zero.
Really? It says on your website that you play that in the band.
No, yeah. When we first started, we had it, and I played it in a couple songs, but we've kind of morphed out of that. Maybe we'll morph back into it. You never know. But currently, it's not a part of us right
that
now.
Might add an interesting thing to your music. You never know.
It is kind of weird.
So we like it, but I think we have to play like bigger stages or something. So sometimes it's a little tough to set it up with all the feedback going on with it. And
yes.
So sound, when we're only a two-piece, so we have to howl all those instruments around in different amps.
Mm-hmm. And
we
it's
don't
just
have
you
our
two.
Roadies yet.
Exactly, so right?
Anybody out there who wants to
help out? Maybe give up their time, quit their day job. How about Okapi-san? Where did the name come from, and is it a reference that I should know of?
An okapi is actually an animal, and if you want to see one, you can see it at the San Diego Zoo, and it's
or maybe any zoo for that matter.
Yeah, probably. I just have only been to the San Diego Zoo, so that's why I know it's there. But it's
what sort of is it? A furry mammal. I don't know why I'm envisioning that.
You see,
for some
you
reason.
See your sticker. There's a picture of it right on it, and it's for the people who can't see it. It's like it's related to the giraffe. So it has pointy ears and a long tongue.
Sure.
But it has the body more of a horse, and then it has zebra stripes on its like tushy area / hind legs.
Good use of the word tushy, by the way. I've never said that on the radio until now. That's amazing.
There you go. So yeah, it's a real animal, and zebras used to be my favorite animal when I was a kid until I saw the okapi, and then the okapi won. So
very cool.
I told her about it and she liked it. And then yellow is our favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the sun kind of plays in.
Rad. So again, Dallas, classically trained throughout the years.
Yes.
Correct. What about you, Leo? What type of music were you exposed to growing up?
Well, my mom.
Like, what
plays
were your
piano.
Folks listening to? Yeah.
So I grew up playing a long time classical piano. I studied classic piano. And so my dad is kind of a Rolling Stones fan, and my mom likes, what did my mom listen to? Simon and Garfunkel, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I grew up, I don't know, I just really like pop music, so I guess there is a lot of influence for me in this project as well. I like hooks, melodies, layers.
At what point did you realize that you not only get along so well, but something real special is going on here musically? Even you guys singing together with the harmonies and everything, it works and it just sounds so good. Was it early on you guys were like, yeah, we're onto something here?
I guess, yeah. I mean, like I said, we just kind of started writing songs for fun and we got like our first show and we just kind of went for it, you know, not really expecting anything from it. And then I guess like the positive response towards the music kind of told us we were on the right track. Yeah. And we just kept going for it.
Well, I would say so. Again, the new record or the debut record is not quite out yet to the general public. You guys were nice enough to float me some tracks and that was very nice of you. Okapi Sun is the band. They're in studio right now. It is Dallas and Leo. We're going to hear from our underwriters or our supporters of the radio station, basically commercials, and then we'll come back and you guys don't mind playing a tune for us live, right?
One or two. We have two.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. If this was a commercial radio station, I'd have my program director knocking down the door saying, what are you doing right now? But we're not. We're a radio station like no other, so that's why I could have Okapi Sun in studio. Don't go anywhere, you guys. Live music just ahead from our Pearl Street studios. We are member-supported radio, KX 93.5.